Tara, mag joyride na. Dito lang sa Lakwachika.
Good morning mga classmates! Sa naman pong oras sa Lakwacha at Chika, nakatid namin sa inyo dito lang sa Lakwachika. Ako po si Classmate Chol at makakasama niyo po ako dito. Wala akong kasama ngayon, nakakalungkot. Wala po ngayon si Classmate Dave at wala rin si Classmate Stel at wala rin si Classmate Mitch. Pero hindi po yun hadlang para ibigay namin sa inyo ang mga Lakwachang napakasaya. At syempre may mapupulutan din naman kayong aral at the end of this show. At syempre, yan, daming kaganapan ulit ngayon sa, ano, no, sa Pilipinas at uunahin na ulit natin. Syempre every week namin binabanggit pero sobrang init na po talaga. Kakaiba na yung init, no? Last week, naramdaman natin nung last Tuesday na lamig yung hangin, nasa 22 degrees tayo if I'm not mistaken last week. Ngayon, napakainit na po talaga. Nararamdaman mo actually yung init ngayon sa Manila. At ewan ko po ako sa, kayo po ba dyan sa iba't ibang lugar dyan sa Pilipinas, no? Kamusta po kaya ang ano, weather nyo? Ayun, meron tayo isang kaibigan na darating. Ayan, baka pwede siyang pumunta dito, ayun. Sige, pasok lang. Ayun, may kaibigan tayo. Dito po si Classmate Dave, no, nakakarating lang. Mukhang na traffic ata, no, Classmate Dave. Ayan, good morning, Classmate
Dave. Yes, hello, hello, good morning.
Ayan.
Katapos lang kasi ng exam ko sa math.
Ayun lang. Oo nga, minensyon na namin last week ni Classmate Stel, no, na ang March talaga is panahon na talaga ng midterms. Mm-hmm. Ito na yun. Ayan na, narinig na natin. ang malalim na hininga. Ayan, so naramdaman natin, sabi ko na kanina, no, na napakainit na talaga ngayon ng panahon. No?
True, pero hindi pa kinukumpirma na summer season na. Pero di ba feel na natin
hindi pa
yung init ng panahon?
Hindi pa kinukumpirma na summer, pero yeah, ramdam na ramdam mo.
Ramdam na natin.
Actually, alam mo ang mga ano, alam mo yung hinaing ng mga estudyante ngayon is ano daw, paano daw, ngayon pa lang daw ng March, at sabi mo na hindi pa dinideklara ang summer, ha? Ngayon pa lang daw, napakainit na. Paano pa kaya pag dumating na yung April at yung May?
True. Talagang very global warming ang peg natin, di ba?
Sino ang sisisihin?
Sisihan na naman. Sisihan na naman.
Tayo-tayo din naman ang may kakagawa nito. Totoo yan. Pero sige lang, tinan lang natin kung anong mangyayari the next few days, no? Kasi tinan natin kung kakayanin ba natin lang init. Siyempre, huwag niyo pong kalimutan, no, bring sunscreen. Bring sunscreen, bring lotion, or whatever na yung matataas yung SPF, no, para hindi naman kayo masunog. Siyempre, bring water. Of course, kung ang normal natin ay 8 glasses of water.
Iwas heat stroke.
Oo, bring at least drink at least 10 to 12 glasses of water if I'm not mistaken, no, para hindi naman tayo masyadong ma-dehydrate at yun nga sabi mo ma-heat stroke. At siyempre, yun, hydrate and eat
fruits.
Oo,
eat fruits and vegetables.
In general, diba? Eat. Kasi siyempre, kailangan may energy tayo throughout the day. At kung ibaburn naman ito ng ano natin, siyempre, ibaburn ng body natin yung nutrients, yung food, tapos ibaburn pa ng temperature.
Diyos ko Lord, very science.
Oo nga. Medyo,
very science.
Mabigat ang usapan natin. Pero hindi nga tayo science, no? Tayo ay isang travel at
event show. Po tayo ngayon.
At syempre, every week naman talaga, may fini-feature tayong special place. Last week, ikaw ang naging guest natin at pinag-usapan natin ng Tacloban. Exactly. At ngayon naman, kung tayo ay nag-local last week, dito naman ay medyo international ang lipad natin.
Lalabas tayo ng bansa.
Exactly.
At saka very perfect kasi diba sabi nga natin kanina, talagang mainit ng panahon ngayon at ramdam na natin ang summer. Sabihin ko lang yung tema natin, no, for this month, we have Maritime March. After feels February, Maritime March naman tayo kasi diba magsa-summer na, ulit-ulit tayo.
So medyo ano tayo, related tayo sa mga beaches,
yes,
sa mga mapupunta.
Na malapit sa beach.
Malapit sa tubig.
Beach!
Ayun, maritime. Beach.
Maritime March.
Ayun, at syempre ang ating feature place for this week naman talaga na banggit na namin ay syempre, nabigyan natin ng clue na malapit siya sa beach, malapit siya sa, pinapaligiran siya ng tubig. Yeah. At international nga siya. Pero
for,
kung hindi niyo
summer.
Pa, ito pa para medyo matease kayo, no, na yung island nation na ito pala ay nasa Indian Ocean at malapit sa Arabian Sea area. Ayun.
Tapos, ito din ang smallest Asian country in both population and land area.
Itong language na ito, hindi ko alam kung paano ipopronounce. Divehi. It's spelled D-H-I-V-E-H-I. Ayun. So, kung alam nyo, share nyo na sa amin.
Yes.
Divehi.
Mamaya tanungin natin.
Oo, malay mo alam niya paano sabihin yun, diba? And, syempre, ang capital nito ay
Male.
Male ba? Male?
Male, yeah. Male. It's Male.
All right. Yon. At syempre, kilala din siya bilang world class, sa kanyang world class beaches, yes, and sa mga tourist destination. Ayun, syempre, ang ating feature place for this week, huwag natin patagalin pa, ito ay ang Maldives.
Maldives.
Maldives, meron sabi Maldives. Yeah. Oo, pero ang alam ko, Maldives. Meron din Maldives. Oh, diba?
Maldives.
Mga gustong, gusto medyo pa. Ano
gusto na mag-dive-dive, Maldives.
Maldives.
sa bog.
Pero Maldives, tama, Maldives. Ayun. At syempre, hindi na naman tayong dalawa mag-uusap tungkol sa Maldives kasi ako never pa nakapunta Maldives. Uh-oh. Ikaw. Mahilig ka mag-Maldives.
Maldives.
Pero hindi Maldives. Maldives. Ayun. Ang ating kasama ngayong araw ay syempre, nabanggit na sa akin kanina no off-air na every year daw ay nagta-travel sila to
ay,
different
bongga.
Places. So ayun, isa lang to sa mga, ano yung mga, kasi gusto mo pumunta na Maldives, tara. Ganun.
Very Burgess.
Meron ako nga na dito, Barya, baka gusto mo, bilik ang ticket. Ganun. At isa lang sa mga ano niya to, sa mga stops niya throughout her life. At syempre, ang makakasama natin for this week isang first year BA Broadcast Communication student na, uy, kabatch mo ko. Tama?
XCC, second year na po ako.
Ay, second year ka na po.
Second year na po
mukha ako. Kasing first year, sorry.
Wow, very sorry. Fresh.
Ayun, mm-hmm. Fresh na fresh kasi ideas mo.
Pero fresh na fresh din ngayon ng ating guest, di ba?
Ayun.
Freshie.
Oo. Ano ba yan? Ano? Okay, sige, huwag natin matagalin pa. Ang ating guest for this week ay si China Gabriel.
Yes, good morning mga classmates.
Ayun, good morning. Nakakatuwa no, ang pangalan mo ay China. Nakapunta ka ng China?
Oo, actually, nakapunta na ako doon.
Oh, kamusta naman ang experience sa China, China?
Okay naman siya. Never pa actually ako nakapuntang mainland China. Mm-hmm. Sa Hong Kong area lang. Kasi resident yung family ko sa Hong Kong.
Alright. Mm-hmm. So, what is the story behind your name,
yeah,
China?
Nakaka-curious. Bakit China?
Yeah, why China? Are
but
you
the
are
Philippines,
you
diba? Philippines Gabriel. Well,
diba?
Super funny nga eh kasi I get that a lot. Bakit China yung name mo? Hindi ka naman Chinese, hindi ka naman Chinese.
Oh, so you're not Chinese.
Ay wala kang lahing Chinese kahit yung ibang family na sa Hong Kong.
Feeling ko yung typical Filipino blood kind of Chinese as in yung ilang percent lang from my great grandparents, something like that.
Yung mga ancestors mo na hindi mo na naabutan.
Oo.
So what's the story about? What's the story behind China?
My name's China because I was born in the year 1997. Nung time na yun, that's when Hong Kong was turned over to China from Great Britain.
Oh, very historical.
Yes,
naman,
very
diba?
Historical.
1997. Wow.
Oh, trivia. Pwede na tayong umuwi. May nalaman na tayong
okay. Okay na. Thank you. Ito na po.
Joke lang.
Ayun.
Sige, China.
Ang tanda, no? China. Ano passing from the British?
The British colonies passed it over to China, to mainland China. China.
So basically, China became China's ownership na.
Yes, yes.
And not, nag-gets mo yon. Hindi mo na-process. Nag-lag ka.
Nakatingin lang, katunganga lang.
Ay, okay yan. Magandang pag-usapan yan. Alright, so, hindi naman China ang pag-uusapan.
Very Akads kasi.
Nandito kasi tayo sa isang academic institution. We have to show to them.
Boses ng estudyante nga, di ba? At least may mga nalaman tayo. Unang-una pa lang, di ba, nalaman natin ang history ng Hong Kong.
Dami natin tutunan tungkol sa China, sa Hong Kong, pero
ibang pupuntahan natin.
So, what year did you travel nung ano? What year nung panahon nag-travel ka sa Maldives?
I went to Maldives last year, as in last summer, before college.
So fresh na
summer
fresh
before college.
Was that your graduation gift from your parents? Or wala talaga, as in bariya-bariya ko lang ito pa.
Yeah. hindi naman. After graduating high school, yung buong family namin, pinag-isipan namin pumunta ng Israel, actually, last summer.
Alright.
But then, kasi my mom, flight attendant siya in Cathay Pacific Airways.
Okay.
So, during flights, she frequently goes to different countries, different places. And since extended yung summer, imagine 5 months para sa isang fresh graduate from high school. Kaya okay talaga na one time sabi lang ni mommy, may bago kaming flight sa Maldives, gusto mo bang sumama? Eh mga June, July yun, wala pa akong class. So sinabi ko, game mom, let's try, let's see.
So how long did you stay there sa Maldives?
We just stayed there for about 3 days. 3 days yun.
3 days. Pero nasulit mo, sa tingin mo nasulit mo naman yung experience mo dun sa Maldives?
Oh wait, yeah, I'm sure. Kasi yung sa Maldives talaga, since it's an island nation, yung habol mo lang talaga dun yung kagandahan ng beach. So from yung place na nagstay kami, like Hulhuli Island, pumunta pa kami sa ibang island para lang mag-snorkeling, mag-laser resort. Sobrang ganda.
So pwede kang mag-island hopping din doon.
Well, actually, no, kung titingnan nyo nga yung mga pictures on Google or on any other social, in other search engines, no, when you type Maldives, you actually see, the first thing you actually see are the beaches, yeah. 'Di ba? Kung titingnan natin. Pero
Boracay
is. Oo, alam natin 'no kasi may merong sa pagkakaalam ko according to research daw na kapag yung lugar is malapit sa dagat or sa dagat area, talagang yung tendency is really hot, as in extremely yes. hot. So, compared to the weather that we have now, mas mainit ba doon?
Well, what I can say is mas ramdam mo talaga yung init. Kasi when you get to Maldives, as an island siya na scattered.
Okay.
So, and yung mga people there, yung ethnicity nila, it's something like Sri Lankan and Indian. So, you can see like from skin color pa lang na doon talaga nakatapat yung araw. Doon talaga yung ano.
So, mga tan ang people doon.
Tan to dark tan. Brown. Ganon. Parang mga kakulay mo lang. Plus, wow. Pero ikaw.
I'm proud of my skin color.
Oo nga naman. Kasi syempre, di ba, taga-Tacloban ka. At ang Tacloban din naman.
At malapit din sa dagat. Oh. So, it...
Yeah. Mas scientific explanation lahat ng kung nangyayari sa'yo.
Oh. Pero, gwapo pa. So, may ganun, buhat bang ko. Salat lang.
Pero ano, no, kung iisipin natin din, ha, yung difference ng culture na nabanggit niya na it's a mixture of Sri Lankan and a mixture of, parang, yung the makeup of the population is actually pretty diverse.
Yes, it is.
And the languages are different. So how did you try to ano? How did you try to talk to them or for them to understand you and for you to understand them?
Well, the good thing about Maldives is it's really a tourist place. As in, the government actually designed it to be something that designed it to be a place that would be easy for tourists to be able to go around, to get to the beaches that they want to go to. So, most of the people there, kahit strong yung accents nila, most of them are fluent in English.
All
and
right.
they really know how to communicate. They're used to having usually Chinese, Japanese, Germans, and British people.
So, there is an effort there. In the place or in the sa Maldives na talagang mapafeel sa tourists na we understand you
yes,
and you understand
yes.
us. That's pretty nice. At least dahil doon sa ganung nangyayari nga na may understanding nga sila, walang language barrier or minimal language barrier, eh mas marami pang makikwento sa atin si ano.
At mas masarap ang bakasyon kapag
ayun, ano. Tama nga naman. Pero yun nga, magbabakasyon tayo mamaya sa ating next segment na Tourist Attack kung saan malalaman natin ang iba't iba pang mga makukuha natin, makikita natin sa Maldives. Pero syempre, sagutan niyo po ang aming question of the week na nasa aming Facebook page.
Kung ikakasal ka sa ibang bansa, saan yon at bakit?
Siyempre, you can promote with us and leave us a message on Facebook. That's facebook.com/lakwachika.dzup1602.
Itweet kami sa itweet kami sa Lakwachika DZUP.
I-push mo yan at siyempre, bisitahin nyo kami sa aming website dzup.org. Magbabalik po ang
Lakwachika. Wait, segment. Halika na makinig sa
Hindi sa ganyang paraan maituturo ang pagbibilang. Ang tamang pagtuturo ng leksyon ay may pagmamahal. Huwag palakihin ang bata sa takot dulot ng karahasan. Dahil minsan lang sila maging bata.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Guys, lasing na tayo. Kaya niyo pa bang magmaneho?
Oo, kaya ko pa. Real man to.
Kaya pa yan. May inuman pa daw.
Uy, teka. Naka-red light na yata, oh.
Anong red light, lion!
Pre, red light nga! May tumatawid! May tumatawid! Ah!
Talagang malakas ang tama kapag nakainom. Ngunit huwag hintayin iba naman ang tamaan mo. Kung nakainom, huwag nang magmaneho dahil hindi masaya kung madidisgrasya ka at ang iba. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tara, maki-joyride na! Dito lang sa... Lakwachika.
Bago tayo tumuloy sa Lakwacha, mag-time check muna tayo. Ang oras ay 10:19 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka
sa Lakwachika. Ka-chicks ka pa. And we are back. Syempre kasama niyo pa kami. kasama niyo pa rin kami dito sa La Cochica. Ako po si Classmate Cholo.
Classmate Dave here.
At ayun, kasama pa rin natin si Classmate China.
Yes, hello po.
Ayun, at syempre na pag-usapan na ng ating kanina ang mga konting ano, mga patikim tungkol sa Maldives, no? Na very ano ba, paano ba natin masasabi to, random trip na very spontaneous na trip na yan, no? Mm-hmm. Na napag-isipan lang talaga at syempre na-enjoy naman,
yeah,
no? Ang sarap talaga mag-travel, no, sa iba't ibang bansa, sa iba't ibang, kahit sabihin mo lang na hindi ka pa nakalabas sa ibang bansa, kahit napunta pa lang sa different places sa Pilipinas, mm-hmm, just to experience, no, the beach, to escape the life of the city, napakasarap. Ayun. At syempre, nandito na tayo sa ating next segment na Tourist Attack, kung saan pag-usapan natin ang mga makikita natin at ang mga makakain natin at ang iba't iba pang mga factors na gusto malaman ng ating mga turista, no, ating mga classmates na turista na mahilig mag-backpack at pumunta kung saan saan, kagaya ni Classmate China. So, pag-usapan natin kung paano makapunta sa Maldives.
Okay, okay.
Pwede bang lakarin? Ilang oras?
Syempre, bawal
lakarin maglalangoy.
Lakad langoy.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, the best way to get there, syempre the only way to get there is through a plane.
Yeah.
Pero mm-hmm, yung wala tayong direct flights from Manila to Mali. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So the airport's in Mali.
Yes, it's in Mali. Mali International Airport.
MIA.
So from Philippines, may stopover.
Yeah, depending kung anong airline yung balak mong sakyan. Like right, for me, it was Cathay Pacific. So based yun in Hong Kong. Pero right, meron rin in Singapore, tsaka in Bangkok, I think.
So for you, it was Philippines, Hong Kong, Maldives.
Yes, yes.
Hong Kong, Mali. Wow. Right. And how long was your trip from Manila to Hong Kong and then from Hong Kong to Mali?
Manila to Hong Kong flight is about 1 hour and 30 minutes long.
And then you have to wait pa?
Yeah,
for the next flight.
Depending kasi kung yung connecting is just like an hour or two hours. But then from Hong Kong to Mali naman, it's about 6 hours 30 minutes more or less.
All right. So kung isipin natin, add natin siya with the waiting time, it's around 11 hours to 12 hours.
12 hours.
Nakakaano ba siya? Nakaka-drain, nakakapagod to actually just sit there and not do anything.
Sakit sa puwet na.
No, actually, parang
or you're used to it.
Personally, enjoy ako pag nasa airplane ako.
Really?
But yeah, there's some people kasi na hindi nila kaya yung naupo for such a long time. Yeah.
Exactly. Like how? Diba? You have to stand up. Parang ako, kung my ako friend, ha, 6 hour flight, hindi lang ako upo, tatayo ko pata ako CR paulit-ulit. Lakad dito, upo, CR ulit.
Eh, pwede ka lamang matulog naman, pag music lang din.
Eh, pero yun nga, ganyan, yun nga naman, nakakapagod. Mm-hmm. Pero kasi, paano ba yung flight mo doon? Was it in the morning or in the evening?
If I remember correctly, in the morning yung flight ko. But then, kasi diba yung whole point ng vacation is you want to relax.
Uh-oh.
Gusto mo talaga sa beach. So, journey pa lang, chill ka na. May dalahang pocketbook, may dalahang music. So,
diba?
It makes it very comfortable.
Dapat pinagandaan. Bawat moment ng bakasyon mo, mapa sa airplane man, kailangan na, diba, na-enjoy mo.
Mm, exactly. At yun nga, kung ta-travel ka na, huwag ka na mo pa-stress, no? Airplane pa lang, stress na stress ka na, no? Chill naman. Tama yun. Tama actually yun ng mga tips, no? Galing from Classmate China na. If you're riding an airplane for 6 to 8 hours, na very normal lang kung going outside the country.
Mag-isip ka na kung anong gagawin mo sa 6 hours na yun.
Siguro maghanap ka ng ano, na Game Boy, mga ganun. O di kaya magbasa ka nga ng libro. Actually, nakakagana nga naman talaga magbasa ng libro. Or actually, mas okay din. Marami din akong kilala na ginagawa to. No? Yung bibili sila ng libro about the place.
About the place.
So they can learn more about the place. And then pagdating nila, hindi sila nagsasayang ng oras na, oh, where is this? Oh, where is this?
Ginawa mo ba yun?
Well, actually, nag-research lang ako. Para, oh, Maldives. Pictures. Pero hindi, in terms of preparations, yung ginawa ko lang basically was just to pack my swimsuit and go.
Exactly.
So, it was really a spontaneous trip. Just something parang, something relaxing, something different. Kasi I'm just going naman with my mom. May flight siya dun. She's gonna operate the flight. So, sumama lang ako.
So, paano yun? Your mom had a leeway for you and her to actually travel.
Yes, we bought a ticket particularly for me kasi my mom, yung position niya, she's an in-flight service manager. Mm-hmm. So she's the one handling lahat ng flight attendants on deck and stuff. So yun, so I just bought a ticket para sumama lang ako. She can take care of me naman during the flight kahit she's in a different cabin or something.
Uh-oh.
Nandun lang ako. So
kayong dalawa lang ng mom mo?
Not the whole family.
Okay, so pagdating mo dun sa Mali, pagdating mo sa Maldives, Anong mga lugar doon na napuntahan mo na? Or did you just stick to Mali?
We didn't. Kasi yung sa Mali International Airport, it's not really in Mali. Kasi yung capital ng Maldives, yung Mali, it's a city.
Okay.
So imagine the country itself, it's just a series of islands. Tapos in each island, may resort. So yung airport, pagdating namin doon, yung hotel where we stayed, siguro mga 5-minute drive away, 5-10-minute drive away from the airport. Tapos from there, pumunta pa kami sa ibang island.
You ride a boat?
Yeah, a ferry to a different
ferry.
Island.
Alright, tapos yung ferry rides, how long does it take to go from city to island?
Mga 30 minutes.
Parang ano lang, parang fast craft lang from Aklan, from Calibo to Boracay, parang ganun lang din. Nakapunta ka ba Boracay?
Hindi pa.
Ayun, ganun lang actually siya, yung ano niya, yung layo niya. Or from Iloilo to Bacolod, ganun lang din. 30 minutes to an hour, depende sa layo. Pero, totoo ba na yung mga islands daw sa Maldives ay mga virgin islands pa daw? Like, you don't really see that much, you don't really see buildings that much na nandoon sa island. Kumbaga, just small huts for staying, ganun. Pero hindi siya yung mga talagang infrastructure.
It depends on which place you're going. Like, diba, Mali, it's the city itself.
So,
pero
yung, basically.
Yeah, yung mga iba, as in, yung resort lang. Like, there's one resort for one island.
Okay.
And the nice thing, the thing na maganda talaga dun is, hindi siya sobrang, parang, hindi nila sinasacrifice yung nature for the sake of putting in a resort.
Pero maganda, ano, no, idea, no, is privately owned ba yung mga islands na yun? Kasi kung isipin natin, na the resort, there's one resort in one island. So, kung privately owned ang resort, does the person who owned the resort own the island? May ganun bang, ano, idea?
I'm not sure. Hindi ako makasagot tungkol doon. Pero I have a feeling na it is privately owned kasi someone has to run what resorts are there. Mm-hmm. Like, yung mga popular ones are like Banyan Tree, like for families, yung ibang resort, particularly para sa snorkeling talaga, it's a different experience.
Alright, so there is a specific experience for every island. Wow! So ikaw, anong mga na-experience mo sa different islands? Anong mga napuntahan mo na and activities that you did?
Since 3 days lang ako dun, I've only been to 2 islands. Hulhule Island, that's where the airport is. Mm-hmm. And where the, yung hotel where we were staying is. Mm-hmm. Tapos yung other island that we ferried to, is called the Sentara Rasfushi.
Sentara Rasfushi. Oh, sabi mo nga. Sige.
Sentara Rasfushi.
Oh, ganda. Ganda. Oh, tapos.
Yung resort na yun, nagkikater siya sa mga younger people. So, yeah. Yung mga benefits nila doon are like, free-flowing cocktails for the whole day by the beach.
Sobrang sarap ng buhay na gano'n, no? Free-flowing cocktails.
Yeah, pero mocktails lang ako.
Okay, siyempre, you're underage.
Of course.
We cannot, no alcohol for ano.
For little girls.
Yes. No. Ayun, pero, so what activities did you enjoy nung time na yun? Like, did you try snorkeling? Did you try diving? Touching corals and stuff?
I don't think you're allowed to touch corals.
All right.
For the homes. Pero what I did was, nag-snorkeling ako. Yeah, I went snorkeling.
Sharks?
No, not sharks. But lots of colorful fish. And amazing, like, siguro stones throw away from the shore. Marami ng fish.
So did you find Nemo?
I didn't find Nemo, but sayang. I found something that looked like Dory.
Oh, something that hindi pa si Dory sa.
Hindi pa si Dory mismo.
Oh, hindi ko sila kilala.
Nagtakloban kayo, hindi mo alam.
Ano ang itsura ni Dory?
Ah, yun yung kinakain mo, yung ano,
yung
fish.
Oo,
yung flat. Yung flat. Oh, basta i-search mo na, gusto mo i-search ngayon. Ayan, Dory, hanapin mo. Oh, pero do you travel, like, kunyari, from your hotel room, you travel, you ride a ferry going to an island, and then you come back. So you can't stay in a resort, or pwede naman?
Actually, you can stay in the resort. What we did was, isang buong day na nasa Maldives kami, nagstay kami sa resort na yun, sa Sentara. Pero, yung prices niya, yun nga lang, it's really, really expensive to stay in one place.
Yun ang gusto kong malaman, no? Yung budget, like, how much are the rooms na lang? Oh? For example, like, for backpackers, how much are the rooms there?
Overnight, I think, the cheapest na makukuha mo doon is like $200 for
US dollars
for one night.
So that's 8,000 pesos. Wow.
Yung pagkain naman. Oh, wait, teka lang. Anong mga na-try mo doon na mga food?
Yung the thing about Maldives is yung food lang talaga nila doon is fish.
Okay.
Kasi mahina actually yung Maldives sa agriculture kasi it's pure water. So, yun, fish lang talaga makakakain mo doon. But in the tourist areas, lahat ng food imported, kaya mas mahal siya.
Wow. Yeah. So, hindi siya nakuha from there?
No, hindi siya like traditional Maldivian. So,
siguro feeling ko dahil bawal. Hindi, feeling ko bawal.
Bawal, kasi kailangan nilang conserve. Pangalagaan, diba?
Oo, kasi yun naman talaga binibenta ng Maldives, yung kanilang seas. And
tourism.
If you get fishes from your seas, mawawalan ka ng...
Kumbaga,
nagiging attraction na rin kasi sila eh. Like for snorkelers, hindi lang yung course, wow, ang ganda ng corals eh. No? Pero the fishes that you see, nagiging part of the attraction na talaga siya of a certain place. So, yun, siguro baka nga kaya hindi nila inaano. Pero yun nga, ano, other than, syempre kasi seafood naman talaga dahil
it's all water.
Mm-hmm. Pero other than seafood, what are the nice... delicacies that you tried in Maldives?
None of them were particularly native to Maldives. Like, honestly, during my stay, kinain ko lang Thai food, pizza. As in, lahat ng pagkain doon in hotels, restaurants, nagkikater talaga siya to tourists.
So, they have commercial fast food chains there. They have the...
Sa island.
Oo, they have the M's and the J's. Ay, hindi walang J's kasi sa atin lang yung J's. They have the M's and the K's.
So, fast food chains.
Uh-oh.
Actually, that's what I was surprised with. Wala. Didn't see McDonald's there. Mm-hmm. Pero meron naman silang mga... ice cream stores, may parang Thai food express, pero McDonald's particularly wala.
Pero ano yun, it's their own version of like the kunyari, like Thai. It's a Maldives version of Thai, parang ganun, or like owned by the locals, parang ganun. Hindi siya yung mga famous Thai places, Thai restaurants in the world.
Yeah, I think it's something that was localized. Kasi part of Asia pa rin naman yung Maldives.
Yeah.
So probably yung mga people lang who are there, they just established their own place, their own food chain.
Pero how much is the, ano, yung time na pumunta ka, how much is the ano ba yun? Palitan ng pera sa Maldives.
Piso, sa pera.
At the time, I think mga... Still roughly the same ate. Kung US dollars, kasi lahat ng currencies din doon, US dollars yung ginagamit. Sobrang tourist friendly ng place. So I'd say mga 43-44 pesos per US dollars.
Pero ano siya, ang yung lugar niya, dahil nga very tourist ano siya, touristy place.
Yeah.
No, you often see money changers and those things that could actually help tourists too.
Yes, yes.
All right. And you guys have ano naman? You guys have a tourist guide.
Oh yeah, we did. It was provided for by the hotel. Kasi the thing about Maldives,
cool.
the trip was actually diba very spontaneous on my part. But if people really plan to go to Maldives, you really have to plan ahead of time. Hindi pwedeng lilipad ka lang dun tapos maghahanap ka ng lugar na ganun ka spontaneous. Hindi pwede.
So kayo before kayo napunta dun, may ginawa muna kayong preparation.
You have to book talaga which resorts, which places you intend to go. Kasi nagva-vary talaga siya sa price depending on the place.
Pero if the place is a very ano tourist inclined place, most probably naman siguro no, a lot of them actually offer tourist guides for those na yung mga gusto talaga mag-explore pero wala talagang alam.
Yeah.
Pero there are those talaga na very adventurous that they just go.
Sila
they just go.
So, have you ever tried that? Yung backpacking, yung like you didn't do anything, like wala kang tourist guide, inikot mo lang siya by yourself.
No, I haven't experienced that yet kasi usually pag nagte-travel ako, kasama ko yung buong family. So that's dad, mom, two older brothers and me.
And you guys always ano hire a tourist guide.
That's the thing. We don't. Parang we just travel like on our own. Pero what we do is we read about it. So when we went to Maldives, I didn't read much ahead of time. Pero yung ibang places where we went, like sa Turkey and Istanbul and stuff, nagbasa kami. Tapos kami na bahala going to all of the historical sites kasi malapit lang.
Ako ha, personally, if I don't see myself really yung traveling with my family kasi feeling ko mayroon akong things na gusto kong gawin at may mga things sila na gusto kong gawin na ayaw nilang gawin at gusto silang
gawin.
Ano
mga things na ganyan? Ano mga things na yan?
Ewan ko lang.
I'm curious
ha. Yung mga things sila na ayaw ay na gusto nilang gawin na ayaw ko namang gawin. So how is it like traveling with your family every year to different places?
the thing is with traveling with my family, it's a learning experience. It's a growing experience. So whenever we travel, we look at it as our ultimate form of parang family bonding. Kasi dun, you really do have to put up with kung masungit si daddy or kung ayaw lumabas ni kuya or gusto ko naman mag-museum.
Uh-oh.
Parang bigayan siya. And together, since we have to experience all of these things together, it brings us closer.
And sulit kasi libre. Wala akong babaya. Nandiyan yung magulang.
Ayaran
nyo na. Ayan. At syempre, nalaman na natin yung different places na ba natin puntahan, mga food na ba na kainin. Mamaya naman, malalaman natin kung ano ba yung status ng, sabi natin, yung traffic doon or kung yung mga ginagawa ng government na
mas malalim na usapan.
To actually, ito na yung matinong usapan.
Yeah, matinong usapan.
Para sa maunlad na bayan. No? At syempre din malalaman natin din kung ano yung mga ginagawa nila to sustain and to conserve all the beauty that is in Maldives. Pero syempre, bago yan, no, sagutan nyo muna aming question of the week.
Kung ikakasal ka sa ibang bansa, saan yon at bakit?
At syempre, pwede nyo kami sagutin via text at 0927-220-8332.
Mag-iwan ng mensahe sa aming Facebook account, facebook.com/lakwatchikadzup1602.
At syempre, Twitter rin kami at lakwatchikadzup at bisitay na aming website, dzup.org. Magbabalik po ang
Lakwatchika! Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602.
Mommy, anong ginagawa nila? Mommy, bakit sila nagbabarilan?
Wag po!
Mommy, bakit niya ginagawa yun sa kanya? Mommy, natatakot ako! Mommy, alin dyan ang tama?
Madaming tanong ang mga bata. Gabayan ang kanilang panunood.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Ma, I love you po.
Mahal na mahal din kita, anak.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Panatang makabayan, iniibig ko ang Pilipinas, aking lupang sinilangan.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Pare, mahal kita.
Pantay-pantay ang lahat sa pag-ibig. LGBTQ, babae o lalaki, lahat ay may karapatang mamuhay at magmahal. Don't discriminate. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602.
Tara, maka-joyride na. Dito lang sa Lakwa Chika.
Bago tayo tumuli sa ating Lakwa Chika, time check muna tayo. Ang oras ay 10:37 ng umaga. Ang DZUP ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Sa Lakwa Chika, ka-chicks ka pa!
Gusto yung intensity mo eh. Talagang kasali ka! Ayan na yun. Oo, wala nang patumpik-tumpik pa. Ganun yun. Gusto ko yung energy mo. Ayan, buhay na buhay ang energy po dito sa Lakwa Chika. No? Kasama niyo pa rin kami. Ako po si Classmate Cholo.
Ako ang inyong Classmate Dave. At syempre kasama pa rin po natin si Classmate China.
Good morning!
Ang ganda ng music bed natin. Oh, very DZUP.
Ikaw kasi sinabi mo kasali. Talagang in-emphasize mo yung DZUP.
Ganun yung feel natin kasi kasaling-kasali talaga kayo sa DZUP 1602. At syempre, kasali din kayo sa usapan namin no, na tungkol sa Maldives. No? Kanina napag-usapan na natin. Ayan na siya. Napag-usapan na natin kanina yung Mali, yung different resorts na mapupuntahan, yung different experiences per resort, yung food and
yung budget.
Oh, actually, the culture itself eh. Parang hindi natin siya specify na kamusta yung culture doon kasi mararamdaman mo na talaga siya sa pagkwento na yun nga, it's an island surrounded by water and this is what you do and this is what you see. Parang basically you have an idea of the culture of the place ni. Pero sa ngayon, ang gusto nating itakal naman is the deeper side of things, no? Like, let's say ako personally ang question ko kanina pa no, is since it is per island nga, how's the traffic land and water? When in terms of land muna tayo. Like, how's the traffic? Since Mali is a city, so
I can't talk much about yung sa land kasi na-experience ka lang on land is the shuttle from the airport to the hotel. At 10 minutes lang siya. Pero yung roads, like, maliit lang talaga yung roads.
Oh.
As in just for very few cars. And yung main
but
mode
you see cars.
Yeah.
Yun, ay yung mode of transportation nalang doon.
Main mode of transportation is by water talaga.
By water.
By water. And how's the traffic sa water naman?
Traffic on water, well, kasi lahat may mga docks, di ba, for every island. So, majority ng mga boats doon, like speed boats, ferry boats, iba-iba siya. But then, in the water, siguro you can't really feel na there's traffic. You can just see other boats with you. Pero hindi naman siya nag-hamper sa how you get to the next island.
So, marami doon ang mga, yung mga rides na talagang 4C. Kung i-compare mo sila, like, mas mura ba doon yung mga ganong rides compared dito? Kasi diba yun na naging mode of transportation nila. So, mas mura ba doon?
I don't think, hindi ata mas mura kasi yung kinakater talaga nila yung mga tourists. Kasi yung mga locals, siguro they have their own boats na.
Ah,
pero
okay.
For tourists, majority, pang shuttle lang talaga from tourists from one island.
So, doon parang normal na lang sa isang residente na mayroon silang boat.
I'm guessing. Okay.
Yes.
Pero ano, yung dun sa experience mo, like, at sea, do you normally see a lot of ferries traveling at one point? Parang gano'n, na parang kasabay ng ferries nyo?
Well, from the dock, marami kami. Mm-hmm. But then, iba-iba nga yung island na pinupuntahan. So, never kong na-feel na nagiging crowded,
per se.
Mm-mm.
So, like, going to one island, you only see your ferry?
Yes. Ferry, tsaka kung the other tourist group that are planning to go to the same island.
Oh, alright. Pero ang daming different types of ferries na nandun. Like, ang daming companies of ferries na nandun. Hindi lang siya monopolized by one company.
Yes, marami siya. And I think yung ownership niya, it's in terms of who owns the resort din. Who owns that island din.
Pero let's talk about the people naman. No? Siyempre, going to an island, a big factor of your travel is actually the people you meet. Kasi siyempre, minsan may mga travel tayo na ang ganda-ganda nga ng lugar, pero yung mga tao, hindi naman ganun ka.
Welcoming.
Welcoming. So, kamusta naman ang mga tao sa Maldives in your experience?
The people in Maldives, parang ang mga Pinoy sa sobrang open, sobrang hospitable, very all welcome. Right. Pero yung pinaka-pleasant, siguro na surprise, is yung pagdating ko sa mga hotel tsaka sa resort na napuntahan ko, may mga Filipinos doon. As in, may mga OFWs working there.
Oh, alright. Mm-hmm. Tapos, kamusta yung feeling na makakita ka ng Filipino, ng kapwa Filipino na nandun sa isang lugar na very malayo sa ating
sa
city?
Every time na nakakita ko ng fellow Filipino, sobrang saya kasi diba, uy, pare, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, nung punta kami sa Maldives, yung na-meet namin siguro tatlong Filipino na hotel staff, tapos tatlong Filipino na entertainers, performers.
Okay.
So, tinanong, syempre, kinamusta namin sila, oh, how long have you been working here? Ganun. Kasi majority, medyo bata pa siguro, like mid to late 20s or early 30s at oldest. Tapos sinasabi nila na maganda nga talaga sa Maldives, pero kulang sila sa nightlife. Parang they really just go to work, then go home after.
Parang probinsya lang, no? Alas 8, wala na yung sari-sari store ni Aling Nena. Parang gano'n, nakasarado na, nakandado na kasi baka manakawan.
Bukod sa pagiging hospitable, ano pa yung nakita mong pagkakapareho ng kultura
ng
Filipinos,
good
pati ng mga tao sa Maldives?
Siguro yung sobrang simple lang kasi ng lifestyle. Kasi diba yung napuntahan kong places, hindi ako nag-stay sa city masyado.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya yung main source talaga nila of income is from fishing. So diba,
right,
tayo like Filipinos, agriculture yung pinakauna, tapos second sa atin, fishing. Sa kanila, primary nila fishing.
Fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun, other than the people you see sa mga hotels, sa mga restaurants, sa mga resorts, no. Where did you see, have you ever experienced seeing other people then doing other jobs besides being in the in the hotel and restaurant management scene?
No, actually, because yung stay ko was kind of limited, like 3 days lang. Tapos nagstay lang ako, nagdwell lang ako sa area na yun. So I can't talk much about yung locals mismo.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can say is yung mga taong nag-work, for example, sa ferry, yung mga drivers ng ferry boats and stuff, parang lahat sila employed. Wala akong nakitang, well, sa places na napuntahan ko, mga homeless. Parang everyone was doing something to help with the tourism.
Very nice.
To give us an idea of what Maldives looks like, Nakapag-ikot ka na ba sa Pilipinas? In different places in the Philippines?
I've been to, just Boracay tsaka Donsol. Yun pa lang yung mga medyo, interesting maritime places that I've been to.
So where, sa, of those two, ano yung makocompare mo or mahahalintulad mo sa, sa Maldives na nandito sa Pilipinas?
Kasi if you talk about Boracay, parang masyadong industrialized na or parang party. It's so commercialized. Mm-hmm. Ayan, commercialized na. Yung maganda sa Maldives, parang sobrang clear pa rin ng beach. They really take care of it. Tapos if Boracay, yung una mong maiisip, beach party. In Maldives, as in parang beach napping, beach resting, beach relaxation. Mm-hmm. So, hindi pa ako nakapunta doon.
And you don't normally see a lot of people in one island.
Yes, that's true. Oh,
yun ang masarap. Kasi minsan pag nasa beach ka, parang sobrang crowded niya na. Mm-hmm. Hindi mo na na-appreciate yung beauty. Kumbaga, ang na-appreciate mo, beauty na ibang tao. Hindi yung beauty ng lugar.
So, pwede kang mag-soul-searching doon. Mag-contemplate, mag-isip-isip.
Diba? Parang kailangan mo ata yung classmate din.
Hindi naman.
Okay ka pa naman.
Nahanap ko lang sarili ko.
Wow! Ganun ba yun? Siyempre, ayun nga, sa dami ng nagawa mo, sa dami ng na-experience mo in 3 days. Ah. Kahit sabi natin 3 days pa lang, yung kwento na sinasabi mo sa amin is very, parang na-feel na namin na, okay pala dito sa Maldives. What is the most unforgettable experience that you had there?
I think unforgettable, probably I look at it collectively. Eh. As in the fact na you can just spend an entire afternoon lying down by the beach. Mm. Feeling ko hindi ko pa na-emphasize masyado just how beautiful it is. As in yung water, as in it's blue. From afar, parang blue-green siya, parang teal, turquoise, azure. Mm. Basta lahat ng blue na maisip mo pag tinignan mo
yung color, water. May ganung color sa female. Sa lalaki, blue lang talaga. Parang teal. Blue yan.
Hindi ko get. So,
parang may different hues pala of blue. Mga ganun. Different shades of blue. 50 shades of blue. Ganun. tapos.
Yeah, basta yung pinakamagandang shade ng blue na maiisip mo, yun yung itsura ng water.
Blue talaga.
Tapos yung, tapos yung sand, sobrang, basta nice, soft. Hindi siya super white, pero parang pristine pa rin.
Pero it's grainy, it's soft.
It's very fine.
Hindi siya, hindi siya masakit sa paa.
Hindi.
Wow, sarap naman. Oo. And ano ba yun? Kasi, is the water crystal clear?
It is.
See fishes kahit na hindi ka pa nag... Wow!
Nakatayo ka pa lang, medyo malapit sa shore. You can see fishes, you can see your toes in the water. Tapos, really take care of it and make sure na hindi siya polluted or anything.
Yun nga talaga ang tamang way to relax, no? To actually distress. Yeah. O diba? Ngayon na-stress tayo dito sa Diliman, pwede tayo pumuntang Maldives.
Siguro, diba? Isa din yun sa mga rason kung bakit... turismo ang isa sa mga nangunang parang ang tawag doon. Basta isa siya sa mga bumubuo ng ekonomiya ng Maldives. Sa tingin mo bakit ganun kalakas ang turismo sa Maldives? Tapos ano sa tingin mo yung mga parang nagagawang effort ng government para mas mapaunlad pa yung tourism nila?
Nafe-feel ko talaga na the government planned the city. As in, planano niya talaga na there's only one part na industrialized, tas everything else, kinikip niya talaga yung nature. Kasi pag nasa Maldives ka, yun talaga habol mo eh. So, I think the government planned everything out na it would be extremely tourist-oriented, na strategic na bawat island may resort, bawat island may binibigyang iba't-ibang experience. Kaya, full support yung government, I'm sure.
So doon, pwedeng maging diverse yung experiences mo doon. Mm-hmm. Kasi bawat island may ibang iyo offer. Iba't ibang iyo
exactly.
offer.
Exactly.
Tapos, the tourist needs come first. Like, kasi diba, Indian siya and Sri Lankan. So, yung alcohol there, I learned nung nakaupo ako dun sa pool bar, kausap ko lang yung bartender dun. Sinabi niya na, yung alcohol talaga, it's not permitted in Maldives, like among the people. Pero pwede lang siya in tourist areas. So, binavalue talaga nila yung needs ng tourists.
That's where you see the difference talaga of like, yung how people, how countries value tourism.
Mm-mm.
No, in such countries kasi yun nga sabi mo kanina na mention mo na no, tourism is one of the biggest economy boosters of a country and that makes them very competitive in different sa different countries. So actually no, kung makikita mo yung the discipline of people in Maldives to actually prohibit their people of drinking and make other people drink. Pero ano naman, meron naman silang control. Meron ba silang mga people who watch out for the tourists who drink their alcohol?
Ah, yes, of course. Parang minomonitor naman na everything that's happening, it's under the rules of yung management, which right. resorts and hotels would actually give yung mga drinks na yun. Like the one where we went sa Sentara, parang free-flowing drinks from 10 to 4.
Wow. So doon meron tayong mga sinusunod na rules and regulations para mapanatili yung kalinisan, yung peace.
It feels like just being like staying in in a certain island in Maldives for one day. It feels as if it's a festival for the soul.
Yes.
Like it's a way for you to just engage yourself in serenity and in silence and just be at peace at some point. Ang sarap ng feeling. Pero speaking of events nga, of festivals, no, meron tayo dito mga listahan ng mga events na baka gusto nyong puntahan, no, dito sa UP Diliman. At syempre, baka meron din tayo sa iba't ibang lugar. At ihatid namin sa inyo yon dito lang sa Calendar Boy. Ayun, sa Calendar Boy na tayo. Oo. Calendar Boy po tayo. Medyo, actually nakakatuwa nga dito sa station, no? Kasi itong mga katauhan natin dito, mga kaibigan natin, no? Medyo nasa serenity mode din sila.
Parang yeah, mid-sem na din kasi.
Feel na feel kasi nila. Hindi, kasi naman totoo naman talaga yung experience natin sa Maldives, no?
Very
calming.
Very nadalas.
Oo, napati sila, nakatulog na. Oh, ngayon, ulitin natin. Andito na po ang ating mga events dito lang sa Calendar Boy. Tumigil muna tayo sa ating mga serenity poses, no? At muna tayo sa mga events natin for this week. Ang una natin ay ang UPCMC Isa Project Embrace, a series of events including a public photo shoot campaign to promote a culture of acceptance in our diverse population. Join us as we embrace wellness on March 10. That is Activate the Launch, 11:30 to 1 p.m. at FOI Garden. March 11, Reflect. March 13, Grow. March 12 is Grow, March 13 is Live, and March 10 to 13 is Aspire. Lahat po yan ay nasa CMC. Meron din po tayo sa CSWCD. That is on the 13th, and on March 10, nasa Palma Hall, CBA, and CMC. For more info, you can visit facebook.com/projectembrace. Meron din namang ino-offer ang UPCE, UP Call, Circle of Entrepreneurs, a Mind Splash, an entrepreneurial fair. Mind Splash is an entrepreneurial competition for innovative, marketable, and environment-friendly products or services. You don't have to be an artist, a scientist, or an engineer. All you need is the light bulb on top of your head waiting to be created by your nimble, crafty fingers. To join, form a group consisting of 3 to 5 members. Register online until March 18 with a registration fee of 150 pesos. And you can also win at least 5,000 pesos cash, exciting gift packs from sponsors, and the chance to make your ideas known to companies. For more information, you can visit that at facebook.com/UPCE1. Do you want to see the spectacles of the third world? Where Spectacles of the Third World is a place with parody exploring strategies of displaying and representation. A suite of images and sound directs installations derived from forms and encounters from folk festivities. The feast table, the pabitin games, the banderitas crisscrossing the neighborhood streets. The visual artist Sian Dairit. Latest one-man exhibition at Tin Au Art Gallery from March 14 to April 4, 2015. At yun na po ang ating mga events for this week. Kung gusto niyo po kaming kausapin at i-leave na message, pwede niyo kami i-text sa 0927-220-8332. At syempre,
mag-iwan ng messages sa aming Facebook account, facebook.com/LakwaChicaDZUP1602.
At syempre, you can follow us on Twitter at LakwaChicaDZUP. At visit tayo naming website, dzup.org. Mababalik pa po sa marami pang Lakwacha dito lang sa
Lakwachica.
Halika na pakinig sa
Yung bill niyo po sa kuryente.
Ano ba yan? Kararating lang ng bill ng tubig, kuryente naman ngayon. Sabi pa sa balita, magtataas ng singil sa kuryente. Kasalanan to ng gobyerno eh.
Ma, naiwanan niyo pong naka-on yung TV sa kwarto.
Eh kasi naman...
Tsaka ma, umaapaw na po yung tubig sa banyo.
Kami nating gastusin.
Wala na ba tayong magagawa kung hindi ang manisi? Maging mapanuri sa sarili. Kung minsan, ang ugat ng problema ay nagsisimula sa atin.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer.
Halika na pakinig sa DZUP.
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako.
Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tara, maka-joyride na. Dito lang sa... La Quachica.
Ayun, bago tayo tumuloy sa La Quachica, mag-time check muna tayo. Ang oras ay 10:55 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP kasi yan, kapisan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Sa La Quachica,
ka-chicks ka pa!
Ayun, no, ang daming kaganapan mo dito sa ating estasyon. Pero hindi pa rin natitigil ang ating paglalakwacha. Ayun, nakakatuwa nga naman, no. Ang daming tumatalon sa playlist natin. Ayan. Pero syempre, kasama niyo pa rin kami. Ako po si Classmate Cholo.
Ako po ang inyong Classmate Diva. Kasama pa rin po natin si Classmate China.
Yes, hello, good morning ulit.
Ayun, at syempre, nalaman na natin lahat ng mga lugar na, ay lahat ng mga pwedeng gawin at yung mga nakikita natin sa Maldives at yung mga experience natin. Pero to conclude everything, Maldives is blank. Fill that phrase up. Maldives is blank.
What I can say is Maldives is crystal. Maldives
crystal.
Is crystal.
Why crystal?
It's clear, it's breathtaking, and it gives you clarity. Yun talaga, yun talaga. Best way to spend the tail end of summer before college was, you know, just to be able to relax, to spend time with my mom.
That's what you needed, actually. To rest before the war. And this is war.
UP bago ka mag war.
You are in war.
Sulitin mo na.
Oo, syempre. Ayun, thank you very much, Classmate China, for being with us and sharing your experiences in Maldives.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine.
Ayun, at syempre, hindi pa nagtatapos dito ang bisita mo dahil meron tayong question of the week. Ayun, ang question natin ay kung ikakasal ka sa ibang bansa, saan iyon at bakit? Bilang isang underage na medyo malayo-layo pa sa... sa oportunidad na may kasal. Pero kung ikaw, kung ikakasal ka, saan bansa yan at bakit?
Siguro, kung depende ka sa what kind of wedding I'd want it. Pero kung beach wedding, I'd honestly say Maldives. Kasi grabe talaga, lahat ng beach resort na napuntahan ko, lahat may bridal photo shoot everywhere I went.
So talaga, it's a hub for weddings.
Sikat ang Maldives for wedding and honeymoon. Kaya itong ating question of the week.
Oo nga. Actually, ang ganda nga. At ito sabi nga ni classmate, ni classmate Steph, sa England. Sa England. Gusto ko kasing ikasal sa... Westminster. Tama daw, Westminster Abbey. Yan, so Westminster Abbey. Tsaka dun kasi, nandun kasi ang mapapangasawa ko, di ba Harry Styles? Mayroon pa siyang shoutout kay Harry Styles, lakas. Oh. Ito, sabi ni classmate, sabi ni classmate Jo Marie, sa Pilipinas, para makita ng iba na pwede pala, if you know what I mean. Actually, I don't know what you mean. pero siguro makita ng iba kung gaano rin kaganda ang Pilipinas at kung gaano ka-capable din ang Pilipinas na mag-host ng mga beautiful weddings. Ayun. Oh, sabi ni classmate Gab,
Monte Carlo, Monaco. Ayun. Wedding by the seaside. OMG, no need to explain.
Wow, gusto ko yung OMG, no need to explain. Actually, Monte Carlo in Monaco talaga is a beautiful place. If you've seen the movie, yung kay Selena Gomez, yung Monte Carlo. Yun, makikita mo talaga na it's more the same with Maldives then. Like, they boast their beaches actually. And din nga, sabi ni classmate Kano, that sa Netherlands kasi legal daw ang same-sex marriage doon. Wow, ipaglaban. Taas ang kamay, ipaglaban.
Yes.
Gender equality nga naman talaga. Sabi ni classmate Vea, sa Hong Kong, home is where the heart is. Feeling ko ang bahay niya sa Hong Kong. Hindi ko sure.
Hooray to fellow Hong Kong residents!
Ayun, naks, ayun. Raise the bar. Woo! Ayun. Ito, sabi naman ni classmate Lainey, secret, magugulat na lang kayo, nagpakasal na kami bukas. Hindi, joke. Joke. Nagpakasal na kami sa chateau ng namin sa Paris. Wow naman. Ang dami actually sumagot ng Paris, no? Very, very cool. Actually, Paris is a romantic place nga naman. So, hindi na nakakagulat na maraming gusto doon. Ayun, guys. Kung gusto nyo makita yung mga sagot nila, check nyo lang sa facebook.com/lakochika.dcup1602. Again, thank you very much, Classmate China.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to greet anybody?
Give a shout out to my coursemates. Woo! Let's go, Broadcom. And special thanks to the person who invited me to be your guest today, Miss Estelle Gui. Woo! Hey,
Hala, raise the roof.
Thank you.
The roof is on fire because it's so hot outside. Oh my gosh. Alright, so ayun na po. Doon na po nagkoconclude ang ating isang oras ng Lakwacha Chikahan dito sa Lakwachika. You can leave a message on sa aming text line. That's 0927-220-8332. And on Facebook, that's facebook.com/lakwachika.dzup1602. And you can tweet us at lakwachika.dzup. And of course, visit our website dzup.org. Ang susunod po na programa ay Talatugtugan. Ang programang ito ay hatid sa inyo ng DZUP Radio Circle, the only org that goes on air. At syempre, abangan po ang boses ng estudyantes trip 10 to 11am sa himpilang ito. Bukas po ay samahang bidang bida kasama si Robert at si Christelle. At meron pa tayo, marami pa, no? Meron pang ikaw naman, meron pang student YO Universe. So abangan nyo po yan 10 to 11am sa boses ng estudyantes trip. Ayan, thank you so much for being with us at syempre sa paglakwacha kasama kami sa Maldives. Next week naman, ibang lugar na naman at ibang lakwacha na naman. So kasama nyo kami. Ako po si Classmate Cholo.
Ako po ang inyong Classmate Dave.
And with Classmate China, ito po ang
Lakwachika!
Tara, makijoyride na. Dito lang sa Lakwachika!